But before we do the EFT on gratitude, I'm going to give you a little tip and a little tool to get yourself more present and more in the moment. Because a lot of people say that they want to gain the moment more, but they're always worrying about the past and regretting the past and worrying about the future. And I've got to admit, I'm one of them buggers. Yeah, that's me. So, Gemma Blackwell, who used to do the animal communication here, she taught me something she was taught, and it's called getting present. Now, if you haven't heard of it before, it's very simple. It isn't a meditation. It's just a simple way to ground yourself and get yourself in the moment, to stop worrying and buzzing about this, that, and the other. So I'm going to quickly do that with you today and show you how to do that. It only takes a few minutes. It's very handy to do, and you can do it no problem. Thanks, Jackie, for putting the post up. So, getting present. It's getting in the now. Very simple. You've just got to focus on 3 points. The first point we're going to focus on is let your eye wander towards something that's comfortably in view. Don't look up and strain your eye, just something straight in front of you. Like now, I'm looking at the volume button on my stereo. So that's one point of contact. So keep an eye on that. Also, the second point, feel where you are. So feel your feeling, as in your body weight. So feel your kind of butt cheeks, however small or large they are, on your seat. Feel that your weight on your seat. Feel your, try and acknowledge the feet, the weight on your feet, on your bum, your fingers on the keyboard. So you've got to keep your eye on that volume button while also acknowledging where your feelings are. So I'm feeling a bit of weight there, I'm pressing down on here. Just be acknowledge of what you're sensing. And the third thing you've got to focus on is what you hear. So listen out in the distance. Is there anything you can hear? Can you hear telly in the background? Can you hear your kids playing? Can you hear the birds tweeting outside? So what you've got to do to get present is focus on all these three things at once. So I'm looking at the volume button. I'm acknowledging where I am. I can feel the weight on my buttocks, only a little bit because I'm very slim. And my feet. And I can't hear much because of my headphones, but I can hear the distance car. So let's just do that. So I'll go quiet. Just keep your eye on the volume button, or wherever you're looking at. It could be a dot in the wall. Acknowledge where you're feeling, what your weight, so what you're feeling, the touch. You don't have to move, and also feel, and also hear what you can hear. So them three senses you're just going to focus on. If anything comes into your head, just put it in a bubble and let it go. That's a good tip, that one. So let's just do that. Let's see how we feel. So focus on something, keep looking at it. See what you can hear, see what you can feel. Feel the serenity in this. If it's in your head, that's fine. Just pull it in a bubble and let it go. Just keep focusing on that one thing. What can you hear? What can you sense? You feel the weight under your feet, and your fingers. Keep looking at that one spot. Just feel that peace. Because you're focusing on the three things, it makes you quite calm. There we go. I won't keep doing it, because otherwise it'd be a boring show. But see, by just doing that, them three focusing, which you can do anytime. You can do it on a bus. You don't have to close your eyes. Keep your eye focused on something. Your three senses. Eyes, touch, sorry, your sight, touch, and sound. So listen out to them three things. And when your mind wanders off, put it in a bubble, then come back to them three senses. You'll find that you can do it quicker and quicker and quicker, and it'll ground you quicker and quicker and quicker. It's called getting present. Gemma Blackwell taught it me, so it's a really good tip. Sight, sound, touch. Focus on them three as much as you can all at once. It's hard. Your mind kind of goes between the two, three, but that's a really good tip.